A particular partnership brings Missouri-grown elevated fair food to fairgoers. Lacole Culinaire Kansas City chefs will kick fair food up a notch at this month's Missouri State Fair running August 9th through the 19th. Lead chef and program director Toby Freeland is talking with us this morning on the excellent opportunity to showcase the wide variety of products that are grown throughout the state.
Well, I got a call from Christy Miller from the Department of Agriculture. And they had been running a bistro down at the state fair the last few years where they featured products that were grown here by Missouri farmers and ranchers and, you know, different products that were made by different individuals. And she was looking for a partnership, and I thought it would be a fantastic thing for us to do, not only to get involved with them, to being a Missouri school, but also to, you know, help get our name out there, maybe increase our base a little bit, and most importantly, a fantastic opportunity for our students.
Now let's start with the thought process behind the menu that you guys had kind of put together, and tell us how maybe your students collaborated with that.
Sure. Well, the initial thought process was obviously the Missouri-grown aspect of it. Being a Missouri school, we wanted to definitely dive in and develop relationships with those purveyors. So we tried to feature as many different purveyors as we could, as well as kind of going along with the bistro theme. When I think of a bistro, I think of a little bit more upscale food. So we wanted to do a fair type of menu with fair types of food, burgers and sandwiches and those sort of things, but put a little bit of a culinary twist on them. As far as my students are concerned, I went out to each and every one of my instructors and challenged them to go to the students and kind of tinker with ideas and use their creativity. So it was a kind of a whole school collaboration when it comes to the menu.
The bistro will be open for breakfast and lunch daily throughout the fair. The gastro pub feel menu includes such items as a green chili breakfast burrito, a waffle Cristo, barbecue pulled pork tacos, and a fried catfish po' boy.
Again, as I said, you know, we wanted to first off, showcase the product. Second off, we wanted to kind of keep it with a Midwestern state fair type of theme, so with the barbecue and, like you mentioned, with the catfish and things like that. But what we also wanted to do, as I said earlier, was put a little bit more of a culinary twist on it, because we are, first and foremost, a culinary school, and that's what we're trying to teach our students. And also, we wanted to give maybe fairgoers a little bit of an alternative. This is definitely a good advertising point for us. We are the only air-conditioned building on the fairgrounds. So if people want to come in and sit down and take a break from the heat, maybe give them a little bit more of a dining experience rather than just grabbing something with the food on a stick or walking around. And don't get me wrong, I love that stuff just as much as everybody. But it's nice to have those options as well.
And lastly, Chef, you know, I know the state fair theme this year is come home. Can you kind of list off the local places that you'll be getting your ingredients from in terms of the four dishes we have talked about?
With the pulled pork, I'm really excited this year. A lot of our meat that we're going to be using is coming from the Mizzou Meat Lab. We're also getting a lot of our produce from a lot of different family farms, the Veggie Patch, the CNC Produce, Buckeye Acres, lots of different places like that. As far as the catfish goes, the catfish is coming direct from S&H Farms, a fishery in Missouri. So again, Woods Market there, Edgewood Creamery, McCaskill Family Farms, Ozark Mushrooms, Burger Smokehouse, the list goes on and on. So you know, I think at last count, I'm upwards of 15 to 20 Missouri companies and producers and ranchers and farmers that we're using this year. So I'm super excited about that.
Fairgoers are invited to come try the Missouri-grown bistro cuisine for breakfast between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. and lunch from 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. daily throughout the length of the fair, which takes place in Sedalia. For KMZU News, I'm Matt Gang.